We at Apex Express deeply mourn the loss of the amazing teacher, philosopher, grassroots organizer, and revolutionary that was Grace Lee Boggs, or GLB, as many of us who fondly acronymized her. Her voices and reflections have aired on many a radio station, including ours and including on our show. Here is a short excerpt from a show produced by Carl Jagbandhan Singh, Marie Che and Ellen Che, and answers some hard questions effortlessly in her usual manner.
We have to reimagine revolution and get beyond protest. We have to reimagine revolution and think not only about the change in our institutions, but the changes we have to make in ourselves. Martin Luther King said that we must rapidly make the transition from a thing-oriented to a person-oriented society. Let's take that as our challenge. How do we do that? How do we take responsibility for all our security? How do we restore the neighbor to the hood? The first chapter of the book is called These Are the Times to Grow Our Souls. That's a ridiculous thing, as it says, as people are radical to talk about souls. Souls are not a thing. It's a capacity to create the world anew. We have to discover that capacity. We have to exercise that capacity. We have to find how to exercise it together.
On the day-to-day, it's so hard for us to struggle to find rent money, to take care of just our basic needs, like we're pressed up against the wall. So how do we grow our souls? How do we find the time to talk to each other when we're so busy trying to hustle just to make ends meet?
Why Detroit is so important is that we have recognized and we have the opportunity, because we have so many vacant lots, to grow our own food. And until you can take care of your basic needs, you can't free yourself. So you have to find some way to feed yourself, to clothe yourself. You have to find ways to do that collectively. So many people get out of college. They have all these student loans. They have to get a place to live. They have to get a car note. And all of a sudden, they're caught in the system. And they came out determined to struggle against the system and create something new.
The 2013 Peabody Award-winning documentary American Revolutionary, The Evolution of Grace Lee Boggs, captures her remarkable life story from collaborating with C.L.R. James to organizing with Malcolm X to starting Detroit Summer. Grace Lee Boggs has enriched the airwaves with her amazing yet practical wisdom that drew from deep Hegelian and Marxist frameworks, but were also instantly graspable, such as this.
I would say that we've got to redefine democracy, that we have been stuck in concepts of representative democracy, that we believe that it's getting other people to do things for us, that we progress. And I think that we've reached the point now where we're stuck with a whole lot of concepts. So when Michael Moore speaks about the number of people who make all this money and the number of people who don't, it sounds as if we're struggling for equality with them. Who wants to be equal to these guys? I think we have to be thinking much more profoundly. Actually, to go back to what Marx said in the Communist Manifesto over 100 years ago, when in talking about the constant revolutions of technology, he ended that paragraph by saying, all that is sacred is profaned, all that is solid melts into air, and men and women are forced to face with sober senses our conditions of life and our relations with our kind. We're at that sort of turning point in human history. And I think that talking about recovery, talking about democracy, we too easily get sucked into old notions of what we want. So we're expecting protests. I'm not expecting someone to protest. I don't mind protests, and I encourage them at times. But what happened in 2001 in Porto Alegre, Brazil, when people gathered to say another world is necessary, another world is possible, and another world is happening. I think that that's what's happening in Detroit in particular. People are beginning to say, the only way to survive is by taking care of one another, by recreating our relationships to one another, that we have created a society over the last period in particular where each of us is pursuing self-interest. We have devolved as human beings.
Sabiha Basrai, with the Alliance of South Asians Taking Action, or ASATA, talks about how Grace Lee Boggs inspired her.
I met Grace Lee Boggs at the Asian American Film Festival in San Francisco last year. Asian Americans for Civil Rights and Equality gave me the privilege of introducing the film, American Revolutionary, The Evolution of Grace Lee Boggs. As I prepared to address the audience at the film's premiere, I reflected on my own journey as a South Asian American woman finding my political voice. Grace Lee Boggs taught me to be optimistic without being naive. She pushed all of us to think with big imaginations. So every time I march in the streets to protest injustice, I am also envisioning solutions and new possibilities. Grace Lee Boggs showed me by example that an Asian American woman's place is in the struggle for racial justice and in solidarity with Black liberation.
Apex producer and an organizer with Movement Generation, Ellen Che, penned this moving tribute. A revolution that is based on the people exercising their creativity in the midst of devastation is one of the great historical contributions of humankind, Grace Lee Boggs. A tribute by Ellen Che. Our condolences and love go out to Detroit and to all of Grace's close family, friends, and comrades. We are grieving with you. May Grace find light and love wherever she is, and may her legacy continue with the many of us who found such power in her guidance. In this moment on earth, when our generation steps forth into a scary future in crisis, Grace Lee Boggs was a beacon, one of the strongest we have. A beacon that transcends generational gaps, we are grieving the death of a woman that represented for us much more than a brilliant mind. Grace Lee Boggs taught us how to straddle the complexities of this moment in time, to face a daunting economic and ecological crisis, while maintaining hope in and dedication to transforming ourselves to transform our world. We are a younger generation trying to grab a torch passed on to us. What Grace brought us was the wisdom and the tenacity to tighten our grip. With humility, she injected a deep understanding that we have all that it takes to build a revolutionary movement. With ferocity, she pushed us to stay evolving and to always be authentic. Grace Lee Boggs is one of Movement Generation's greatest teachers and inspirations. Her political understanding of a planet and of people in crisis and her call out for our movements to radically lead with vision are pinnacle concepts that we have deeply infused into our own theory of change. We've had the honor to meet and speak with her in Detroit and in the Bay Area. But most of all, it has been who she is as a person, modeling for us how to never stop innovating yourself and your thinking, and to maintain meaningful connections to grassroots movements that have grounded us and motivated us to be who we are. As Detroit, as the country, and as the world mourns the death of Grace Lee Boggs, we would like to simultaneously celebrate and give thanks for the invaluable role she has played in the fight for a just and more beautiful future. We take this moment to reflect on how we are growing our souls and to sit with the wisdom that Grace blessed us with, to call us into action. We carry her legacy on through continuing to grow our work and to nurture radical movements built from the ground up, leading with vision. That was a moving tribute penned by Ellen Che of Movement Generation and an Apex Express producer. And as I close out, my heart and head full of inspiring ideas and wisdom that Grace Lee Boggs shared, here is one of my favorite quotes. Being a victim of oppression in the United States is not enough to make you revolutionary, just as dropping out of your mother's womb is not enough to make you human. People who are full of hate and anger against their oppressors, or who only see us versus them, can make a rebellion, but not a revolution. The oppressed internalize the values of the oppressor. Therefore, any group that achieves power no matter how oppressed, is not going to act differently from their oppressors as long as they have not confronted the values that they have internalized and consciously adopted different values. End quote. Rest in peace and power, Grace Lee Boggs. We are all better to have known you and learned from you.